All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Ron Partain and the ghost, El Casper.
Ghost.
Lots to talk about here. We're going to see if we can pull this off for YouTube. So let's see if we can do this. I got two heavy hitters here, and it can get turbulent real fast. So let's see what we can do. I guess today we're going to be talking about currencies and
geopolitics.
Geopolitics, right. So this is going to be interesting.
And unicorns while we're on.
So, yeah. So the whole objective of this Great Reset and everything that's happening right now, just so people know, is that they can bring in this one world currency. Right, guys? I mean, that's what they want. They want the switch to happen so that they can pull the plug and own the new system going forward. Now, that's what the battle of all this is about. And people need to really understand this is like Crash 101.
Banksterism,
right, correct. So welcome, Ron, and welcome, Ghost. Thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here, brother.
Always a pleasure.
Let me just get started with this. Folks, have you ever wondered what happened to the great Chuck Norris? Well, I recently saw a video that he made, and I was shocked. Why are you laughing, Ron? I know. Okay. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is that he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. And what else? Use your imagination. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it really is. Just a reminder, folks, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 84 years old. I cannot believe he's that old now. And yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on these three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link in the description box below. ChuckDefense.com/Nino, folks. Get started on it. Change your life. Change your health. Live a happy life. All right.
Yeah, I got an idea for you real quick. Chuck lives in your state, from what I understand. So why don't the two of you... You with your, you know, on your protein drinks or whatever you do, and his, and you two of you get in the octagon together and have a friendly fight. I think that would be kick ass.
If I've resorted to fighting someone in their 80s, then my look, if that's what my life is.
Don't punch me next time I see you, okay?
If that's what my life has come to. It's over, bro. It's just over. I mean, can I just keep the little bit of dignity I have left in my life?
A celebrity fight with Nino and Chuck.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And have Rogan ringside calling the shots.
Yeah, there you go. Ready to rumble.
What's your all's thoughts on Trump going on Rogan? Do you think that was strategy all along, or do you think that was just a change of heart at the last second?
I think Rogan finally was like, yeah, I should do it.
He's like, I got to save the country.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I remember. Well,
I think it's a good idea that they, I love that Trump goes on just about any decent, one, you know,
and... I need to get him on mine, man. I've only reached out through one channel. I need to get a hold of Cash Patel and do this. And the people are probably like, why aren't you? Why shouldn't you? I'm like, well,
I think I think Trump is smart to do these long form podcasts. I remember when Patrick Bet-David was on with Rogan, and they were like making bets, or he was like, yeah, you're going to have him on one day. And he's like, oh, you think so? And yeah. I remember that. I remember that that back and forth really well, and yeah, I'm just glad that he's doing that. You know, the first political candidate to really start to do that was Ramaswamy. He was the first one to to really start going on all these long form podcasts because he didn't have the budget. So that was the best way for him to get known with the little people.
I'll tell you why it worked for a while.
What's that?
It worked for him.
It worked great for him.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, people have got to see the like these kinds of outlets, that how valuable they really are, because, you know, in the end, they're toying with the numbers. The numbers are much higher. We know that for a fact. And when it's cross-platform, you're talking 50, 60, 100,000 views turns into 10 times that over time.
Minimum.
And yeah, minimum. And that's cross-platform sharing and, you know, group sharing and things like that. So, yeah, I still think you two in the octagon would be awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
But I'll leave that alone.
You know, I got to ask.
You're going to smack
me. I'm
going to
just fire back with it. I just want to know. You know, I need to get out some rage and frustration. I still got something left over in the basement, you know?
Yeah. Adrian. Yo, Adrian.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. But I want to do my horrible.
Okay, so speaking of which, you know,
let's get serious.
I would honestly, if Jake Paul gave me a call, I would fight him. Like, I'd roll off the couch and knock that dude out. And I'm just being serious. I'm not lying. I'm not fibbing. I'm not nothing.
I know.
It'd be a great payday. It would make me get off and start getting outside and running and getting back into shape. That's not even a joke. But I am such a high risk for that guy. He would never do it. He would never do it because he knows he'd probably get knocked out. And I'm an old man. Why would he want? He'd rather fight Mike Tyson as an old man. Anyway, that being said, actually, Ghost, I do have a question for you. People want to know.
Yes, sir.
Why do you always feel? Why do you always sound like you're like in so much fucking pain on these podcasts?
You sound would like you really like to know.
Oh, that or you're constipated.
No, that's not a problem.
Are you on the toilet?
I'll tell you that. Yeah. No, I'd let you know if I was. I'd be muting and going, yeah, and you know, what do you think about that? I'd be doing that for 20 minutes.
But, what a proper allocation of resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it. I mean, we're kind of going off.
No, here. But, you know, what was the question again? Because
you're in a lot of pain. You're in a lot of pain, right?
Yes, I have many. Basically 2, 3, 4, 5 S1 views, problems with thoracic, problems with cervical that can't even be operated on in the cervical. So, yeah, and then I don't get that much sleep that often, maybe 4 or 5 hours a night if I'm lucky.
And, wow, that's about how I am.
Because certain things never stop. And am I in pain a lot? Yes, I am. But over time, you learn how to deal with it. And you know
the best thing about pain,
what?
Let you know you're not dead yet.
Exactly. So every morning I wake up, and as God is my witness, because God is my witness, I say thank you for another day. You know, I didn't drift off in the middle of the night.
Well, we've just wasted about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So let's get into this.
Let's talk about the Rogan. The long form stuff, because I have not even dipped my toe into long form podcasting yet, and I'm going to. So that is coming to ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to build a studio and start doing some in-person long form podcasting. Probably start off with once a month and then build from there, but that's down the road, but I'm looking into doing that. But you're right. I've noticed Trump is hitting a lot of long form in-person podcasting, and that's where I've been dropping the ball. That's what I need to start doing. So obviously that was a tactic, right? I mean, that was a tactic to get the youth on board.
So. I think it's a tactic to reach the most, actually your core audience, to get other people that normally aren't hearing what you're saying, you know, aren't following the rallies, aren't following the news necessarily, but they do follow these because they get more, let's say, bang for moment information than they would anywhere else.
What I think is the younger generation is not turning the television on. The younger generation is going to YouTube, TikTok, places like that. And
Kick, Kick.
What's that?
Kick is a new one. That's a new streaming thing. Kick. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new ones coming up now.
Well, yeah. I mean, the more the merrier, man. I say anything to dilute YouTube because of the censorship. I mean, but I, you know, straying a little bit. I am under the. I feel as though YouTube is going to get sold at some point, and it's going to get purchased by somebody similar to like Twitter, where it becomes more of a
I'm actually
premium.
hearing that's going to happen with Rumble.
Really?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing in the
Well, did Rumble
back
just
of.
change hands with
I'm not sure.
to
The people that run help me with my YouTube channel are telling me that Rumble could be gone any day. Nothing's safe, man. Nothing's
Well,
really.
I thought Soros' organization dipped into that stock-wise.
I don't know about that. I don't know anything other than just the rumors I'm hearing. So that's about
Yeah,
that. I
that
mean,
wouldn't surprise me, to be honest with you. That wouldn't shock me at all. But getting back to the long form podcast, I tend to think that, you know, it was Vivek Ramaswamy who came out and did that at the words ends of his run for president. And when he dropped out and then endorsed Trump, I think he had a significant influence on Trump in terms of pushing him in that direction, because you've got a huge swath of the kids out there who will not turn on television on, right? They're cordless. And I remember seeing a graphic about support for that little country in the Eastern Mediterranean right after 10/7, and a lot of the atrocities that were happening on both sides, but predominantly by the one over the other. And the support for that little country by age bracket, it was divided into four categories, from like 55 and older, 45 to 55, 35 to 45, and then like 25 to 35. And like the 55 and older crowd was like, they supported him like 80% plus. And then the second one down was like 60%, and then it was like 30%, and then the youngest, like the 25 to 35, was like 18%. So,
And they don't vote half the time anyway, and young
well,
people are
no,
stupid
I,
as
but my point
well,
is that
hold my tongue.
the younger generation is getting their news from like TikTok and YouTube
Yes, right.
and places like that, and they were seeing what was going on over there in a way that the mass media, who is predominantly watched by the older generation because they only know television. They don't have, they have phones, but they don't really tune into the social media. And if they do, it's predominantly Facebook, not anything else. So, and Facebook is, a lot of censorship there. So, anyway, all that said, the long form podcasts are reaching the younger generation much more so, and without the censorship that you would get from a,
Well,
from mainstream media.
you know where the future is going right now is shorts, man. 30 seconds and below. That's really what it is. They have the memory of a goldfish. It should be generational.
Yeah. Right.
It's
Yeah.
the shorts now, man. That's where the future is in all this. Everybody's now just investing in shorts. And that's where it's at. I mean, I'm starting a whole new department of just shorts now with my podcast,
It's
because
Generation SFB.
yeah, it's like, and
Shipper
nobody, they have a
Greetings.
memory of a goldfish, dude. Everything's the
Yeah.
swipe generation. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Even dating apps, Tinder, whatever other
Oh,
dating apps are. I mean, people just swipe yes, yes, no, yes, and then they go and hook up, and that's it. Nobody courts anybody anymore. I mean, we're going into the relationship side of things, but everything's instant microwave generation, man. Especially with what's coming up now, the teenagers now, dude. I mean, they probably look at a
well,
television the
it'll
way
be
we
the
look at
best boot camp
a
for
ham
them.
radio.
Yeah. But, again, the psychological effects of what is already happening and has the potential to happen exponentially, that's going to cure a lot of ADHD and a lot of, let's say, digital dependency. Because digital dependency, if it's not for a pragmatic or simple or straightforward use, is a waste of time. Waste of time, because you're stuck in the middle of a real, let's say, S storm kind of thing, where you're just getting disinformation, misinformation. You're getting it blended, and you're getting You're getting mass confusion. It's down to a science now. Most people can't even tell when they're in the middle of a series of mass confusion articles. They just go from one to the other. So it's a very serious issue when it comes right down to it. Nothing will ever replace silence of the mind, contemplation, and discernment over emotion, knee-jerk reaction, and judgment.
Well, to your point, there it goes that the this generation is an offshoot of our generation, which we were the first real big television generation where television was a was an enormous part of our youth.
And the computers from the beginning.
Right. And then the computers were when we were a little bit older. But now the younger generation, it's like the kids are learning computers. They know more about computers before they're five than most of their parents will ever know.
Yeah,
And they
it's.
navigate them better too.
Well, I mean, if you go to dinners and things like that, I mean, if you just look at the restaurant, you see kids, babies with a device in front of them. You know, when really they
That
should be
makes me
learning to, like,
crazy.
yeah, I mean, it's
Interact.
right, interact with
Pacification.
people. They're just zoned in on this device, and that's just anything to give the parents peace and quiet. But I mean,
Well, the parents
that's,
are in their phones too.
yeah, everyone is. Dude, I remember back in the day, I seriously, and I don't know if you remember this, but pre-internet and post-internet, do you remember you used to go to like restaurants and it would be loud and people would be
Yeah, people were
laughing and
talking.
remember that? Remember people would, and
Yeah.
then now I go there and it's quiet. You might have a table here and there like where people are conversing and it's a little loud. But back in the day, do you guys not
That's a great point.
remember
I
that? You used
remember
to go
that.
to a
I
restaurant
remember
and
very
be like,
well.
rah, 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 but everyone would be laughing,
Yeah.
clicking,
You have to raise your
laughing.
voice. You have to raise your voice. Even at a normal conversation, you had to speak a little bit louder because people couldn't hear you across the table.
Right. And then also, not only that, everyone in the neighborhood would be outside. Everyone would
Yeah.
be, man. I remember
All the kids were
every
outside
Thanksgiving,
playing,
kids were outside,
screaming,
right, playing outside,
playing
throwing the football. I
football.
remember every Thanksgiving, I would go outside. The whole neighborhood would be out there throwing the football, soccer ball, whatever. But the whole neighborhood was out there and talking and hanging out. Now, dude, I don't see any kids anywhere doing anything, rarely. And if they are, they're being hovered over by their parents. And they're at,
Because
like,
they're
they don't
afraid
even have swing
they're going
sets
to get
at parks anymore, dude. They don't have swing sets. They've taken those
because
away.
yeah. Well, there's
Crazy.
no jungle gyms, there's nothing. I mean, when we were kids, dude, how many times did you how many people did you see at school with broken arms? Kids that were they had because they were outside playing and they fell and they busted their arm or
Oh,
wrist
heck
or
yeah.
leg or whatever. I mean, that was a common occurrence. Now, if somebody gets the sniffles, it's like, oh my God, he needs a vac he needs a you need one
Two
of each.
helicopters
Yeah,
appear and they call
exactly.
themselves parents.
Yeah, I know this is it's getting so out of hand, and honestly, the thing that I think has increased because of the internet is I
Oh,
think that
God.
actually I think that is reason to keep your kids at home and safe, because I think there are the predators have increased. I think just because they have access to the internet and they have access to
And
people's children.
they have been cracked down on.
Right,
And
not
that's also been by design, by the way.
correct, and
Well,
they've
that's no different than large events at schools that involves things that go bang.
right.
Those are all also those are manufactured events to keep
Correct.
people in a constant state of
Yeah.
fear.
I mean, and regardless of what say Alex Jones went through with that, I think where he messed up with that was simply in making certain claims. But just because it's a false flag doesn't mean that real human beings
Right,
don't
right.
die. They surely do. So it's one thing to go to one degree, another to go to another. But,
No.
the digital age has not, let's put it this way, it's just like, when aircraft, right? We go from 1903 or whatever it was.
I think it's 1906. Is it 06? I'm looking it up.
Somewhere in there. And we go from that in literally two generations to space. 60 years later, we're in space as a routine measure. But what I'm seeing with the
1903,
digital,
December 17th. December 17th, 1903.
you're talking about the
Interesting.
Wright brothers?
Yeah.
Orville and Wilbur.
And now we go, the 50s from the 80s. What a stark difference. But now we can look back to the 90s to now. Well, not a lot has changed. It's just a hodgepodge of what came before. It's not even, and I'm saying this as far as
I disagree, man. I
what's
disagree.
attracting the young people.
Well,
Well, it's like a lot hasn't changed in a
I'll say what
sense.
has changed. You know, if you go like to the Back to
People
the
are
Future,
buried in their devices now.
right? That's what's changed. So if you go back to like, go watch Back to the Future, and they had flying cars. The future looked
I
so
just
bright.
saw that this afternoon. Wow.
Oh.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I.
Seriously.
And I mean, you know, I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about how we got robbed because when we were younger, you know, we remember, you know, watching the Jetsons as a cartoon on Saturday mornings, right? And the Jetsons, or even on the evening afternoons. But you know, it was like, shoot, you know, by the time that we get to be 30 and 40 years old, we're going to be going to the moon and, you know, exploring the stars, and
And
that's
none
our
of
future.
2001 A Space Odyssey, and
You
none of
spoke
that happened.
2001, 2010, which was an oh, 2010 was a grossly underrated movie.
Yeah.
The Year We Made Contact, which was a follow-up and the sequel to 2001, which was 2010 was a really good movie. The only thing they got wrong was the fact that it was still the Soviet Union. But
Yeah.
we can talk about
But
that later. But
yeah, that is actually a subject for
Well,
later, but
let's change gears for a second and talk about what
yeah.
we were initially going to talk about on here. Sorry, folks. We were supposed to talk about this right here, which I'm going to bring up on the screen right now, and that is boom, The Economist. In what year, Ron, was this?
That was 1988. And let me explain the picture. Zoom out a little bit. Or zoom in, zoom out. There you go. Okay, so what that is
What
that is the
month? What month, by the way?
it's the I don't
God dang. Because
remember.
October of 77 was the crash. What was it, Black
I'll look it up.
Tuesday?
I'll look it up and see if I can find a higher resolution. Actually, here.
But this
So,
is 1988, you said, right? Or what'd you say?
yeah, 88.
that was The Economist magazine from 1988, and it's a phoenix rising from the ashes of all the currency of the world being burned, and it's got a silver or a gold disc on its breast, and it's got 10, and then the
Phoenix.
It's 2000, it says 2018, and right in this kind of off center is a circle with a line through it. Okay, so that is, as I understand it by looking at this, what I see that as is that circle with a line through it is the symbol for the currency, just like the dollar sign or the pound sign.
It's almost like pie on its side
Right.
or angled.
Yeah, but so you could say it said 2018, so they missed their mark, obviously, because that's when Trump came in, or Trump was in at that time. So obviously, they missed their mark right there.
Yeah. But you see in magazine covers like this that this agenda that you know we're especially
Was
younger people are
July,
learning about, it
July of
was
88.
already, all right, July, that was about what, 10 months following the crash, 9, 10 months, when the Marshall Plan extension of the leveraging of the Eastern and Western gold to rebuild Europe and the Pacific. That's when it ran out. That's when the math ran out. That's when we began jumping more heavily. We had already gone off the gold standard in 73, and that's when things began jumping into the fiat currency world where, okay, we're comfortable and fine and no problems with creating 9 to 12 billion a day just to run the federal corporation.
Excuse
So,
me.
you know,
Yeah, the
but th this was all in play then. It's still in play now. Pushback, disagreements, the quiet war. Here we are today.
But you look at this and you see, you know, 2018, and someone reading this back in 1988 would be like, oh, that's so far away from now. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, of course, nobody think about how asleep really society was in the 80s and 90s, even up to just until now. People are barely waking up to this. And it's like 1 minute till midnight, or I would say 5 seconds till midnight. It's like people are just waking up.
What changed? What's the biggest change?
9/11 and 2020.
No, the biggest change is the internet.
Right. Correct.
The biggest change is the internet.
Well, and add in some events, obviously, that happened.
100%. But I'm talking about, I'm strictly speaking of exchange of information. The internet, when the internet came out, and the internet was designed, and goes check me on this, but the internet was designed by the military or DARPA as a mechanism to have command and control communication in the
in
event
case of a nuclear conflict. And then it was ARPA, ARPA, Advanced right. Research Projects Agency. And you had, like, in 69, the first Internet Protocol, IP, basically running for the first time, Internet Protocol, Internet Packet, to where different systems running on different, every college, lab had their own language that they basically developed for their systems. It was a way then to say, okay, look, we have all these different systems out there. Let's see if we can get them to communicate on the same level. And by 69, you had, earlier than that, you had a refrigerator sized modem that would be like 12 baud now. And but they broke through and established the protocol that we're operating on to this day. Then became DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Right. And, so it was originally the ARPANET. What Al Gore invented, excuse me, what Al Gore claimed. Well, just everybody knows that joke, or you should at least.
Yeah.
But he was taking what the original ARPANET that became DARPANET, that by the late 80s was already obsolete, as opposed to the next generations of military communications. It was just sitting there, an entire architecture, infrastructure, and network, uplink, downlink, 13, I believe, there were primary stations then. All of that became, here, take it, it's the internet. And people took it, and look what they did with leftovers. Look what humanity did, and particularly America and Europe, with leftovers. Turned it into billion-dollar businesses. Turned it into a new way of interaction and doing things. All of that from what was obsolete. And then, okay, we've got all of this architecture and infrastructure, and we're not even going to use it, so let's see what... And they had already planned that from the 50s. There were white papers by guys like Licklider and... got so many names right now, brain farting, but who we're talking about in the 50s.
I knew it smelled.
At MIT. and, saying about how humans will integrate with computers through keyboards and through voice one day. And it's now we're where we are today, where basically the system that's out there is equivalent to your power system, receiving electricity over electric wires. In other words, it could be far more advanced, far more efficient, far more powerful, and far more safe, and far more productive. Now, all of that's there. The question is, how do we get there? Where are we right now on that route to getting there? And
can I jump in? I'm done. Yeah, because I feel like everything you said is accurate. And, most people look at the internet as a dangerous place, but it doesn't need to be. My feeling is that the internet can be absolutely secured if the powers that be want it to be. And when that comes to pass, then people will no longer be like terrified to let their kids out on the street anymore, like we were talking about earlier, you know. But yeah, right now, you know, people don't, if people understood the, if people really truly understood the threat of the internet, other stuff, I mean, there's some really good, if you guys have never looked up Mouthy Buddha, go look up Mouthy Buddha on BitChute and just look up that, look that up and find the numbers 1, 2, and 3. Amazing. Just the stuff that he, the research that he did with, and talking about mainstream applications like YouTube, you know, just by clicking on a certain, like a certain links and a certain, almost like a maze, if you will, you take a right and then a left and then a left and then a right, right. And, you know, you do that, you do on certain links in a specific course, and it will take you through and it will take you to a wide open area where all that stuff is readily available. But you have to do it in a coded sequence, if you will.
Like you have to go down the rabbit hole.
Kind of, but I mean, it's like, it would be like if you went down to, let's use ninocorner.tv. Okay, well, I click on one video, and then when I click on that video, there's three links down to a comment, and if I click on that person's thing, and then it takes me to another page, and then from there, it's like a hidden code that you have to click this, then this, then this, then this, then this, and then boom. Or you have to type in a certain search and then go in and look at it through like images and stuff. I mean, there was a mechanism and it was thorough how he did it, and he stumbled on it. It was insane. But if people truly understood the depravity at these upper organizations, because all the stuff that you talk about, the people who do all that are the exact same people who are bringing us the stuff that we're basically talking on today.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It also, but just what you said kind of reminds me of that Ingersoll Lockwood website too. You know that Ingersoll Lockwood?
Lockwood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's people go down that rabbit hole and they can just keep going and going and going. It's like, I have David Snedeker on, man, and every time he shows me something on there, I mean, it's pretty damn wild what's on there. I mean, the internet's just a crazy place. I've never understood the dark web. I don't really know what that is. I never tried to explore that. But what is the dark web? It's not just a site you can go to, right? It's like back channels and shit, right?
That's kind of like the really old internet, if I understand it correctly. It's like the really old
internet. In a sense, what it really is you have two webs operating out there. You notice that you don't have all that often major banks being, you know, robbed electronically. Let's call it the subweb. In other words, if the internet is the first two floors of the building, you've got three levels beneath that of basement. And that's where all of your banking transactions go through and wire transfers, all of it. It's all the same system, no matter what they call it, whether it's your home phone on the wall, if you still have one, or it's your cell phone or your tab. It's all the same backbone that carries the information. All right. The dark web, and I'm no expert on it, but what I'm saying is that note that it's easy for your identity to be stolen, or someone to try to file, you know, false papers and claim of ownership of your home. It's very easy for them to do that, but you hardly see, you know, you go into a gas station or a supermarket, a liquor store, and you put your card in. You never see that really mess up, do you?
No,
that's what's in those floors in the basement, where nobody's allowed access to ordinarily. That's why BlackBerry was so secure. The guy who developed that for Research in Motion, it was a contractor, a group of guys in Canada, and they were utilizing the subweb for the transmission and reception of these messages. Why it was so quote unquote secure. And then that was basically taken away from them when the Clinton Foundation came in and wanted their communications security. And then all of a sudden, your congressmen and senators were no longer talking about their Blackberries. They weren't talking about anything. They were just using a Apple or an Android, or one of the few smaller ones that are in between the cracks. So, you're looking at an entire system in place right now that we're utilizing that is 30 years behind the times, essentially. And, when they talk about Internet 3.0,
That's right, Web
then,
3.
right, then you're talking about a, you're talking about where technology can go to the point to where theft, fraud, all of that stuff, and it becomes far more difficult, if not impossible, in most people's skill sets today. So, the dark web is basically most people access it through an Onion or Tor browser type access point instead of Firefox, Brave, or that, in my humble opinion, of course, called Chrome, or Microsoft's nonsense or Apple's nonsense. It all runs on essentially the same base code. It just is how they flare it out from there to make Brave different from Firefox. And those are the two that I would recommend to most people. But anyway, that aside, we have the capability to keep in check and to be able to then identify transactions that would have to do with everything to human trafficking on up. Meaning on
Yeah.
up, meaning lesser consequence. As far as I'm concerned, a lot of that was left in place. So Lincoln, Nebraska type situations could keep rolling and communicating quietly, say on the through the subweb or through the only the sites that you have to know their URL to get to them, and then pages within them that you have to know the URL to get to it.
Well, actually, I think it's, you know, it's not even, it wouldn't even be URLs. It would just be, it would basically be a an IP address. All, you don't even use a URL. You just type in a specific
Well,
IP address.
yeah, just the numerical aspect, but you'll find that it would be say on a server bank and in the same physical location as far as its main source for its operation, but those pages aren't linked, is what I'm saying. So you've got to go. You've got to know how to get to those unlinked pages within certain, and I'll use one as an example, gaming platforms, right? Where there will be URLs off to the side that you cannot get to through what you're doing, but you can access it if you're given that extension or that specific IP number. It's the same website, same corporation. Now, what I just said, there is a lot in between those lines. Can't go into it on YouTube by
Oh
any
yeah.
stretch,
And
but
every you know how every single person, every human being has their own specific DNA. Well, every computer has an IP address. And no matter what you do, you cannot mask that IP address. And if you visit a website, somebody will know you've been there. There's not it is unavoidable. They will know it. They can literally track it down to this specific device. And that's
the
whether
MAC
it's
number.
a phone, MAC number, exactly, whether it be a phone, a tablet, or a computer, whatever.
Yeah.
Now they can
So
they
a lot of the criminality can be cracked down very quickly. But I think, I'll just say this. I think it's all going to come at the right time and, let's say, be implemented at the right time. There's
Well,
still stuff to deal with.
we talk about Web 3, because I think
Yeah.
that fits into what we were talking about here with the Stellar Lumen, the front of the show. The I don't Did you show the Stellar Lumen logo?
Oh yeah,
the
let me
audience.
real quick.
I know I sent you the cover, and by the way, I stand corrected. It wasn't July; it was January.
The
It was
Economist
January of
cover, I mean,
1988.
this right here. Am I doing the right one?
The Economist cover.
Is this the logo you want me to
That's
show?
okay. So that's the logo of Stellar Lumens. Okay, Stellar Lumens is a specific type of crypto, very similar to that of XRP, but the guy, in fact, the guy who was working on the XRP ledger. I want to say his name is Chris Larson, but I don't, it's not, that's not right. Whatever. I'm getting the name wrong, but the point of the matter is that the guy left, Ripple and went and started Stellar, and he took all the knowledge that he had. So it's long been held that Stellar and XRP and XLM is Stellar. So XLM and XRP are like cousin tokens, and they work seamlessly together. But many feel as though Stellar was created much more for a consumer realm, whereas XRP was created much more for a like an institutional transfers, like
Gotcha.
large bank to bank transfers or transfers, you know, and doesn't need to be large. But when I say consumer transaction, I'm talking about like you go to the grocery store and you want to buy something, and that runs on like a Stellar network as opposed to a Ripple network. So it makes sense when you look at that being the a logo or an icon representing a global one world currency, and then you've got the Stellar logo that was basically
Right.
created to
Yeah, that
work
makes
on the
sense.
network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So
Makes a lot of
now,
sense.
yeah. But
So,
let me just finish this by saying, just because that was their ultimate plan does not necessarily mean that that's what's ultimately going to occur.
correct. Well,
Absolutely.
so many things have been thwarted already. I mean, I
Yes.
feel like it was complete strategy. You know, who said this? I think it was Robert David Steele said it. You gotta we cannot strike until we see the whites in their eyes.
Right,
Exactly.
exactly.
And I feel like that's where we're at with this. We couldn't strike. We everything's timing, even in a fight, even boxing, whatever, everything's timing. It has to be when we see the whites in their eyes. And I think we had to wait till this final moment for them to feel like they're gonna have their plans they're in full fruition. In order to upset them, to upset the plans. That's what I think. I think just me being a strategist from boxing and understanding timing, that's when it would have to work. You can't pull the trigger too early or too late. It has to be the right time. And I think, and in order
Yeah.
to have the people on board and to see the horror of this, it has to be the way it's being played out right now. It all makes sense to me now. And I'm sure it'll make sense to everyone else once hindsight, what they say, hindsight's 2020. It's
Yeah.
like, you know, like let's just say that letter in the alphabet. You know, they say you have to show the people.
Right.
I
Right.
believe
Tell them
them.
you got to show them.
You have to learn through experience.
And pain and pressure,
Yeah,
unfortunately,
it's
with
the only way
most
you learn.
people, or lack or loss or upset or, you know, all of that rolled into one. That's what catastrophes and chaos are. And these bastards have trained humanity for thousands of years to respond to chaos, respond to fearful events, respond to negativity.
Well, the
When all these things need, you know, a step back moment and okay, what's really going on here?
well, and a
they
lot
feed off that
of
negative energy too, though. They feed
well,
off it.
yes.
they give us table scraps of information, right? Okay, so let's take a little trip through, there's a brief trip through history. You had the library at Alexandria burned. Okay, well, did they was that a destruction of a lot of information? Very likely. But did they keep some of that information and put it someplace else and just burn the library just to
I
like
pr
make?
yes, I promise you that's what happened
Right.
with
So,
Rome.
right, exactly. And so now you have all that information, but what was the first major disruption in civilized in the civilized world? What was the first major cause of disruption amongst the people? What was the cause of it?
That's a broad
The
question.
Gutenberg
Broad,
press.
yeah. I mean, I mean the.
The Gutenberg press, because and I would say I mean it could
Yeah,
be
prior
inverted.
to that, if you weren't a scholar, you didn't have access to hand-produced, handwritten
Correct.
books. So
That's right.
yes, that's
So,
one of the most profound, and yeah, and
and
that leads up to today. I'll let you take it from there.
it was the Gutenberg press that ultimately caused all the split in the church, because prior to the Gutenberg press, you basically just the church was the church. That was
Was
there was
that was the
the
controlling
Catholic Church,
factor right there?
and that was totally in
Yes.
control. You had the Gutenberg press, then that was when you got Calvin and Luther, and you started to get you started to get different sects of religions that they were like, nah, I'm not buying into the Catholic thing. I'm going to do this. And then, so that the Gutenberg press is, I consider that to be one of the major causes of revolutionary thinking in amongst the people in terms of rebelling against the powers that be. Now, I think the
Right,
Gutenberg
bringing on
press,
the Age of Enlightenment
right, and
and the Industrial Revolution.
I think the Gutenberg Press 2.0 is the internet.
I agree with you
Yeah,
100% on that. And they're losing
absolutely.
control of the Gutenberg Press 2.0, which is the internet.
Correct.
So
Yeah.
it's like a free-for-all right now. Well, I mean, they did a good job trying to do that in 2020, trying to stop everything. But I think right now, I think things are the floodgates have been opened, especially with X being a free speech platform as much as it can be. But I think
I'm reminded of a great line in Star Wars when Princess Leia is standing right in front of Tarkin on the Death Star, and she says to him, "The more you tighten your grip, the more star systems are going to slip through your fingers."
so true.
And that is like, I mean, that's like there's that's
The
so,
natural balancing mechanism built in.
yeah. It's
To
all
not
I
only
mean.
nature, but the complexity of human thought and interaction.
You want to talk about the more these people try to
Tighten our
corral
grip.
us, and the more we're going to rebel,
But
because
that's what's going to be so amazing coming into 20 this I think in these next 3 weeks to, or what is it, 15 days, high alert, 15 days into, let's say, to January. I think that time frame right there, that window is going to be where they really try to tighten their grip. And everything just falls apart. I think they're going to go
I.
for a huge power grab, and it's just going to backfire. And I think that's what Mr. T is trying to make them do. And I think that's what all this was about these last 4 years, and this awakening. I mean, I'm really surprised to say that I'm seeing a lot of people on the left coming over to the right, and it just, I mean, this is just going to be a shutout. We all know what it is, but they're going to try their last grasp of straws. They're going to try their last grasp of power in these next 3 weeks. And I think it's just going to completely backfire on them.
Did
Completely.
you see that? Did you see that one clip? And I don't know who the guy was, but Tim Pool covered it. The Democrats are threatening to not certify elections. This is,
Yes.
and it was a group of people sitting around talking, is like talking about 2025, how we're going to have to come around, and we're going to have to
Right.
basically make him ineligible.
And nobody said a thing. Everyone was just like, yep.
No.
Like,
It just went right under. I'm like, what?
right. It was like nothing, like walking in the park, just having a casual conversation.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh, yes. See, this just blew my mind.
Reminds me, honestly, and I don't mean to say this in a hyperbolic fashion, but it reminds me very similar to what the Larry Graywall said. He was the guy who was he was an FBI informant for the Weather Underground. And he was in meetings with them, and the guys like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And Bill Ayers was a major played a major role in the administration. And when they were younger, they were in what was the Weather Underground, and they literally were t sitting around a table and talking about what they
Isn't
were going to
that
do
Huey
to people
Newton and those
would
individuals?
refuse to adopt their socialistic ideals. And there's like, well,
Oh,
there's a certain amount of the people that are just they're just going to have to be eliminated.
Yeah.
And they were like, how are you going to do that? They're like, and so they estimated it to be as many as 35 million Americans. And
Have you
they
seen
literally sat there talking, having a casual conversation about eliminating 35 million Americans.
casual too? That's the key.
Casual.
Casual. Yeah, that's what's so crazy about this. Had you guys read the and I posted it on my X, but I'll show it right now. You guys go ahead and keep the discussion going, but I'm going to try to find it. But the Health Ranger, the what he put out there, and I've talked to, well, I talked to you, Ghost, about it, and I talked to Juan about it, and to me it seems like pretty damn spot on. But I mean, I think he's still kind of fatalistic. But do you know what I'm talking about, Ghost? I think
Very,
I might be.
he's
Yeah,
very
I
fatalistic.
remember you and I speaking. Remind, just refresh me because so many things that,
Just
yeah.
what's going to happen in this coming
Yeah. He
cycle here.
does seem to be at times a little melodramatic, I'd say.
You think?
Yeah. But I mean, his heart's in the right place, and I think he's
Agreed.
trying to do the right thing,
I
and
think he's trying to do the
you
right.
know,
I mean,
yeah.
but he put out something that really alarmed everybody. And I'm going to pull it up real quick to show everybody if I can find it. Yeah, I
I'm
shared
sure
his
we probably
post.
did chat about it.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, here it is. I'm going to show it right here. So I'll let my audience read this. I don't even want to talk about it on YouTube. And then, but still, it's like, I mean, he's kind of in the ballpark. I still have hope we're going to pull out of this, but here it is right here. And he says, I'm not sure exactly how to put this into words, but the vast majority of people reading this, possibly you, have literally no idea what's about to happen to America. Unless there's a miraculous intervention by Angel or White Hats, your country will not be recognized by the end of the January. Quite a few reading this right now will already be, you know what, by then. And a much larger number of you will see a significant portion of your dollar assets evaporate into nearly nothing. The rule of law will have collapsed, and there is a significant chance that tens of millions of Americans will have no infrastructure functioning at all, either due to an EMP detonation, or a cyber attack on the power grid, or the outbreak of nuclear war. Simultaneously, many millions of foreign occupiers are already in the country with weapons and instructions, and they will soon be activated to carry out mass sabotage and extermination operations aided by U.S. military, which has, I have to say, this is alleged.
Aided
I disagree with
by
that.
U.S. military.
Which has just been given new lawful authority to assassinate American citizens on U.S. soil. I don't want to go into this anymore on
Yeah,
Fauci, but
because I think he, the one thing about Mr. Health Ranger is he does one thing, and it's not meant as a slight to the man whatsoever. I think he needs to look a little deeper into what he's saying. I think he needs to qualify sometimes what he's saying. And if he's not, well, then
well,
my logical conclusion is okay, who's what's your real game here? What's your real
hold on.
thing?
I
He
think this
would know
guy.
better than, to your
Okay, well,
point.
you got to realize where he's a disciple of Jones, and Jones
Yeah.
is very well known for hyperbole. Okay,
Yeah.
and you know, he fits right into that category. And again, I do believe that his heart's in the right place. I don't think that he is doing this with malice. And there's a lot of other people out there, you know, guys like Matt Bracken. I've got a lot, nothing but respect for Matt Bracken. But you get guys like him, and there's some other channels out there, Lieutenant Stephen Murray. I mean, these guys, I mean, but I look at
Yeah.
the police system as more black pill than
Yeah,
anything.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting at here. This is very black pill, and he says if Mr. T wins, the DS will activate everything they have, which I believe is 100% true. I think that's going to happen. I
I
think
agree.
even if it just looks like he's going to win, but I believe their safety is in place. I do go along, and Ghost, you've covered this on enoscorner.tv. You've said there could be a mass casualty type of event, and it could happen in two cities, right? And we'll talk about that later on enoscorner.tv. But you've talked about that. Juan has said we're going to have a near-death experience. And I sent Juan this text or this X, and he said, yeah, he's pretty close, but it's not going to happen in that he
Yeah.
doesn't believe. He believes America is going to unite during this time. And so do I.
I agree.
I think I'm more red-pilled in this situation. I have faith. I think Health Ranger I mean, I think he's in the ballpark, dude. I don't think he's like off by much, but I think
I agree. I agree
I
he's in
do
the
believe in
ballpark.
humanity. I believe in humanity, and I think, yeah, I'm not downing Health Ranger at all, man. In fact, I'm like,
There's an old saying that says when the
dude, you have
going
a
gets
skunk
tough.
on your desk or what's going on?
No, this is one of my this is my little
Oh,
girl.
okay. I
She always she's
just
really
saw the tail. I was like,
affectionate.
what's old Ron doing?
She's real affectionate. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And
Yeah.
we are going to see what the metal METTLE of the country is when this occurs,
Correct.
because it's not just going to be an event that happened in North Carolina. It's not just going to be an event like happened with Katrina. It's not just going to be wildfires in the West. It's going to be all those things simultaneously and more.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, you know, I think about it every night I go to sleep.
Well,
I'm just
again, think of the towers. Like I said the other day, I think with both of you in different conversations, think of the towers. If someone had told you months before that there's going to be an event, it's going to be a bad one, but we're not exactly sure. We have an idea of where, but not when. And you say, let's say you knew, and you were trying to tell people, then it happens. Becomes a whole different, let's say, group of lanes of interpretation or acceptance, and all of that goes
level of
along with something
respect.
like that. Perspective,
I
exactly.
actually, I have a real life experience with that. Let me tell you real quick. It was right before 2020, like a March timeframe, end of February, beginning of March. And I warned everybody at my gym, go get food, go get food. This is like a, it was like a Friday
Go
morning.
get toilet paper.
I
Toilet paper.
didn't say toilet paper, but I did say food. I said, guys, go today. Don't wait. Go get some food today. And I remember telling one of the ladies who worked at the grocery store the same thing. And she just kind of just like shoved me off, like, yeah, whatever, dude. You're
Yeah.
crazy. You know, dude, the very next morning I went over to the grocery, my local grocery store. The line to get out, to check out, was three quarters around the perimeter inside the store, and every basket was full at 6:30 in the morning. And the store opened at 6, and she was standing there with one of her coworkers, and they were just in awe of what had happened. And when she saw me walk by, she said, "I was thinking about you this morning." And I said, "I bet you were." Now, whenever I go in there, she's like, "What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next?" Because I was like Nostradamus,
And that's before panic. That's before
right?
real panic because there was still a line. Imagine when people are just running in and grabbing what they want and running the fuck out.
Because the electronic system's down and you can't pay for anything. You think that's gonna
So,
the, oh so oh so so they lock the doors? What, the people aren't gonna like break the doors
right,
down?
100%,
Come
100%.
on. They're gonna
And
people are gonna go in there with weapons?
so I think what's going to get hit the hardest coming soon is financial, man. And I don't know. I think you better be prepared for that. But anyway, fellas, I'm going to call it here. I got to get rolling. I got to go help my parents out on some things. I'm getting
No, no
caught
worries,
up.
man. This was good.
Yeah,
This was good.
so I want to say thank you, Ron Partain and the Ghost. You guys feel like going back to ninoscorner.tv and digging deep into this?
If you want
Yeah.
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
and can I just pimp my show out? Obviously, untoldhistory.tv. We talk
Yeah.
about these things all the time and more and much deeper and a lot more freely. So, yeah.
Yeah, how come you never give out your OnlyFans when you're on here? What are you scared
Because,
of?
dude, I keep telling you, why do you keep telling everybody about my OnlyFans? I try to keep that on the down low. But you know what? Okay, so I do understand that apparently there's people in the chat, I guess, that kind of like, I don't know,
Believe
they.
it.
No, I get told by certain individuals who are in the chat that there's people in there that say, hey, they want to know if I'm single. I'm single. So. If that, you know, just you come to my channel if you, yeah,
If you
there's
want to
all my
date with the
contact information
Ron,
there. Whatever. I'm just saying.
Big Ron.
People ask, I get told all the time, and I don't know why. I mean, I don't understand, but yeah.
Okay, ladies. Ron is single and he's looking to mingle.
I didn't say I was looking to mingle. Well, maybe with the right one.
But they can find you on Tinder though, right?
I'm not on Tinder. Sorry. I am on no dating apps at all.
Ron is alone and looking to bone. Just kidding.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I have my cats, but I don't mess with them that way.
How many cats do you have?
No, wait a minute. Is that a euphemism for?
There you go.
I'm not going to say that word. This is YouTube
that's
friendly.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going. I just to let you know, my gate doesn't go the other direction.
How many cats do you have, though, seriously?
Do I? How many cats? Okay, so I have four Bengals. I actually have five Bengals, but one of them I'm giving away
to me. So
no, that's not.
That's a Haitian family.
Yeah, I was
going to
get one of the Bengals, man.
Yeah, you'll get one of the kittens.
All right.
So this one right here.
It was that Haitian family down the street you were talking about.
that's what I'm trying to protect them from. I keep them inside. But this one right here, this is Minka.
Minka.
She's so.
And that's a cool looking cat, man.
Yeah.
I love that. She's a Bengal.
Yeah. And she's really soft and.
Wow. Yeah. How big are they? They're just like a regular sized cat, right? They don't get.
She's probably 5 months, 5 months old.
And I've been thinking about doing my podcast with a parrot on my shoulder.
Do you see?
I'm going to get a monkey. I'm going to get a monkey. I think I'm going to get a monkey.
See this right here?
Get a parrot. Live from the apocalypse. Live from the apocalypse.
that's
I don't know.
Hilarious.
It's between a monkey and a parrot, dude. I think a monkey would be cooler, don't you think? Throw shit at the screen.
Yeah, probably, I think the parrot would be. You could get rid of the parrot. Put it on your shoulder.
apocalypse. All right, guys. I got to roll, man. I got to roll. So ninoscorner.tv, go there, folks. Untoldhistory.tv, go there. Thanks, guys, for joining me, man.
You got it, brother.
Thank you,
all right,
guys.
Folks.
Appreciate it, man.
We're out. Later.